The U.S. Geological Survey, with help from U.S. Fish and Wildlife and YK Delta subsistence hunters, released research this month about Western Alaska's role as an international crossroads for migratory birds and how those birds transmit avian flu viruses between each other. From Bethel, KYUK's Kyle Clayton reports.
The research began after contaminated poultry spread the H5N1 virus in China during 2005. Afterwards, multiple U.S. agencies, including Fish and Wildlife, launched nationwide research studies to find potentially infected birds across the U.S.
And one of the high-priority areas as part of that sampling was Alaska, because of the known overlap of migratory pathways of birds between Asia and North America and Alaska.
That's John Pierce.
And I am the branch chief for wetlands and terrestrial ecology research here at the Alaska Science Center.
Subsistence bird hunters in the YK Delta helped provide Pierce and other researchers 24,000 samples from 82 species. They didn't find the high pathogen H5N1 in the samples, but they did find low pathogen forms.
The common cold variety.
A bird cold, that is, and not one that transfers to humans. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, there's been no confirmed case of wild birds passing avian influenza to humans, but Pierce says it's still important to learn how birds transfer viruses between other birds as they migrate to the YK Delta from different parts of the world. It's like how a sick kid spreads a bug at school, but instead, picture a bunch of sick kids from three different schools all going on a field trip to the same museum.
Yeah, you could say that, yep. And then, again, one of the characteristics of avian flu viruses is that they have these eight different genes, and if two viruses infect one host, one bird, then they'll swap those genes.
Pierce says viruses can quickly become pulled apart to create new bugs.
Or hybrid viruses, if you will.
These virus interactions aren't out of the ordinary, and they're relatively harmless. But sometimes along comes a perfect viral storm of genetic combinations. It happened after viruses from different animals rearranged into the H1N1 virus, better known as swine flu.
That virus was a combination of pig flu genes, avian flu genes, and human flu genes. So that virus was swapping virus gene segments among different species of animals, and it came up with a particularly, you know, bad flu strain.
Pierce says migratory birds around the world have low pathogen avian influenza, and the high pathogen viruses like H5N1 are found in poultry. Researchers are now focusing their efforts on sampling birds from the Alaskan Peninsula as they continue to track bird migrations. In Bethel, I'm Kyle Clayton.